Good evening. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We are Gallatin Valley Community Radio, 95.9 on your FM radio dial or kgvm.org online. It is time tonight for the Local Musician Spotlight. I'm here in the studio with Neil Filobedow, and it's been a while, but I think you were kind of back there, one of the early spotlights, I think.
Yeah, on the way down here, but I'm not very good with time, so I say, well, it's got to be at least a year, you know.
Yeah, a year and then some, I'm pretty sure. But
then we get some new material, so try it out.
Nice. Yeah, you've been pretty busy this summer with your group Under the Umbrella.
Right, and we're kind of depends on who's there. We were talking earlier. It's either the UTU duo, trio, quartet, or quintet. So after that will be the Misfit Orchestra.
Yeah, that's the next step. Yeah, that must. We were talking a little bit. It's like, well, I'm sure that. I mean, it keeps things fresh.
Yeah.
Probably keeps you on your toes. I imagine there's a lot of. A lot of things to keep up with when the lineup's that fluid.
Yeah, the faces change, and we were talking earlier. The group photo will be a group of people with a black rectangle over their eyes, and the faces will change to protect whomever.
the whatevers. It sounds like you guys are having a lot of fun. You played at Slam. I got to see at Slam.
Yeah,
it was a lot of.
We were in rain.
Yeah, that's right. It was the one day of rain for a month and a half or something.
Rain followed by 95.
Yeah. It's been a summer, but it was a lot of fun. And I think that was the quartet.
Yeah, we had a quintet actually.
Quintet. That's
yeah,
right. That's right.
We had the full boat. But and that's fun, and it's just amazing how many in our musical community, yourself included, you know, in a short matter of time, how many people are involved in this community. Last night we were thinking about just the people rotating through the band. I mean, there's got to be over a dozen that we're just digging it.
So. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, it provides this kind of a focal point for a bunch of different people, and they kind of come in and out and rotate off into other projects. I'm sure at least some of them. And
yeah, it is kind of hard to book, though.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's
who will be? I said it'll be a quartet. I'm not sure who will be there.
What the makeup will be. Well, I wonder if maybe you want to play a couple songs and then we'll chat a little more.
Yeah, and this first song is called Time to Kill the Snake. And it's, kind of a current political theme. It's kind of where I'm at, and it's kind of addresses the homeless situation, can't afford rent, can't afford to move, can't afford to, so I guess I'll just play it for you. Time to kill the snake, still moving on the take, slithering through Wall Street, born sidewinder at our feet. Last night we slept in the car, out underneath a North Star. The baby, she took sick, almost died because of it. How much notice do you need? 'Cause you can't make ends meet. I got no time for wheels and deals, just shelter and a few meals. I worked so hard to get by, and now I wonder why. You know we can't afford to move, and it don't pay to stay. Some call me a lazy man, won't believe I do what I can. How much notice do you need? 'Cause you can't make ends meet. I hung on the wall in a picture for years and years, making my own tombstone still ringing in my ears. All that time we spent a-working, we dine in a soup line. My head's in such a mess that I can't make up my mind. How much notice do you need? 'Cause you can't make ends meet. How much notice do you need? 'Cause you can't make ends meet.
Well, that's a timely song, yeah. Unfortunately.
Yes, but it's you know, we're just around it so much these days, and people are in a jam. You know, it takes like, you know, miss one paycheck and you're even with rich people. I mean, you miss one go round, rich people will say. a little more than working class. I mean, we're all kind of in that boat, and I think it gets pretty frustrating. And remove that stigma about being in a soup line, and you know, people need help.
Yeah, I despair sometimes about our empathy. You know, especially lately, a lot of discussion about, you know, the people that are living in trailers and stuff over on some of the streets, and you know, a lot of comments about they need to clear those people out, and if people can't afford it here, they should just leave. And like, you know, the reason they're there is probably a lot of them have fallen on some pretty hard times, and moving is not free. It's not like you just pull up and take off. And
some of the people living in those campers are construction workers. Exactly. Doing all this crazy building around.
Yeah, it's a rough thing. And I suggested to somebody once that, well, you know, if you don't like that, you could leave.
Yeah.
And boy, that was not received very well.
Or
it's like, I should be able to stay here if I want. It's like, okay.
or you could stay and try and help.
Yeah. There's a concept for you.
If you're going to stay, why don't you? And kind of even segueing into this next song, it's more about COVID. And Wheelchair Bill had this idea that there ain't no word for lonely. You know, lonely has a concept of being by yourself, and the concept of being lonely when you have COVID, you're in a old folks home, you're looking at people through glass, you're this whole thing, and there ain't no word for lonely. And he talked to my friend Ponytail Bob, and he wanted to come up with some lyrics, and so Ponytail Bob wrote this thing, and Wheelchair Bill says, you know, that's really nice, but it's not really a song, it's like a poem. So Ponytail Bob called Philo Beto and sent it to me. And so we reworked it and added a few things, took a few things out. So it's under the influence of Wheelchair Bill, written by Ponytail Bob and then composed by yours truly.
that's a song in the folk tradition, right?
Yes, it is, and so it's amazing. You know, somebody throws an idea, and you say, "Hey, well, maybe I could do something with that," but So this song is called There Ain't No Word for Lonely. Forgotten moments linger, trees lay bare in winter, a lone sparrow sits on cold barbed wire. The space beside him is empty where love once stood. She filled him completely, but now alone, alone for good. There ain't no word for lonely, we don't know how bad feels. Can't see no way to heal, can't touch no way to feel. Stands on the corner, sign says anything will help. Please lend a hand while the snow starts to melt. White walls hold her picture, he's all by himself. She's not coming back anymore as his eyes watch the door. There ain't no word for lonely, we don't know how bad feels. Can't see no way to heal, can't touch no way to feel. That's right. They breathe slow and labored in a nursing home, waiting in God's waiting room. My, what a way to go. The only way they see us is behind a pane of glass. Can't touch family around them, but they'll be free at last. There ain't no word for lonely, you don't know how bad feels. Can't see no way to heal, can't touch no way to feel. There ain't no word for lonely, we don't know how bad feels. Can't see no way to heal, can't touch no way to feel.
That's another unfortunately timely timely song.
That's what I'm all about, Bob. Unfortunately.
Unfortunately timely songs. Maybe that's the title for the next album, right? Unfortunately timely songs.
By the Summer Band. Summer here, summer.
Summer who knows know where.
Yeah, this kind of in segueing into this next song is called Music is Oxygen. And it's kind of goes through people I've met, we've met, trying to make sense of this crazy world. And I was just putting together some names of, you know, like KGVM and Gallatin Underground, Loken Productions, and then the musicians that take part in all that. And what a hell of a crew. You know, get us all together and it's we'd fill the room, you know?
Yeah.
So this one is called Music is Oxygen, and it's timely for me anyway. How do you tell who's right or wrong and try to sing the same song? How do you tell who's bad or good? It ends up like it would. I just got my notice in the U.S. mail. If I don't watch my assets in jail. We walk right by without a sound as our shadows wander off on downtown. Looking so fine in a three-piece suit, diamond for eyes and ostrich boots. Hand a gimme, mouth oblige. It's strange, don't go outside. There's too much silence with all the violence around. There's too much compliance on uncommon ground. We walk right by without a sound as our shadows wander off downtown. Those I meet have a style so sweet, they open the eyes of my soul. You make my day every morning, it's crazy when it unfolds. The urgency begin to see, and what you all mean to me. Music is oxygen, the air I breathe, as life will be what it will be. Can't see life in a dead man's shoes through the stars cutting a rug. Life in a medicine cabinet ain't gonna be my drug. Inhale, exhale, blow it all on out. Repeat it until you're done, son. Whichever way the wind may blow, it's out through your mouth and through your nose. Tell who's right or wrong and try to sing the same song. How do you tell who's bad or good? It ends up like it would. The urgency is begin to see what you all mean to me. Music is oxygen, the air I breathe, as life will be what it will.
I have a hard time even thinking about, like, existence without music. Like the scenes for the Princess Bride, it's inconceivable.
Inconceivably inconceivable.
Yeah.
It's, you know, there have been times where I said, you know, what am I doing this for? I'm just, you know. So I put everything in the corner, and it takes me about a week. And then I'm picking it back up and come up with something new, you know. So it's like, I can't, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter if it makes it out of the backyard, you know. It's like,
it just has to come out somehow.
Yeah,
it has to be in the universe.
Yeah, the little pebble into the big water.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody else about that not long ago. Several people actually, about, you know, musicians and the perception that people have about what they do and why they do it. And, you know, especially, I think a lot of this discussion came about, in, you know, during COVID, when people were not able to perform and stuff. And, mm-hmm. You know, a lot of musicians that I knew got, it was psychically very difficult, you know, that missing that connection to share songs with people. And, mm-hmm. you know, I think a lot of people just kind of think about it as something that people do. Maybe it's a hobby, or maybe, you know, maybe they're trying to make it their job, but it's like, well, you know, if they can't do it, it's get a different job. It's like, I think for a lot of musicians, that is not what it's about.
Don't quit your day job.
That's right. But, you know, it's this thing that it's not a hobby. It's a necessity. It's mm-hmm. a part of your psyche and a part of your being. And,
well, I personally went a little crazy over COVID and just, I did skits, you know. I put hats on and different shirt that said White Skins on it, and did these political tirades about, I put a piece of cotton in my lip so it looks like I was chewing, and, you know, and I mean, it was fun. I came up with four different voices that I could do something, and then, of course, the music. And so it had its place, I guess, in the, you know, I mean, live music is a lot of fun, but it comes from in the corner, in the back, in the dark, in the basement.
Right.
You know, it's like, so.
Yeah, there aren't too many people that go out there and just make that stuff up on the spot. It's something that kind of it germinates in all these different places and then changes, morphs until it's ready to kind of come out in the light. And then most of the time it changes and morphs a lot after that.
Some more. Somebody asks, did you write that song? And I said, no, I just made it up. People that know music, they write songs. It's like, I mean, I know music. I just don't know how to, I don't read music, so.
Yeah.
This next one, it does have a little kind of a segue in being quarantined, that the title of it is that, If I Lost My Mind, I'd Be So Lucky. So it's a sort of a play on that. We'll see if we can pull it off here. I'm crazy about you, and that ain't always good. If I can't do something about my drinking, she said she'd kick me out like she said she would. I don't wanna be alone with just my own thinking. I love you so much, I got a great big headache, and it shakes me down to my very bones. Like a genuine Richter 5 earthquake, I fell through the cracks, crushed like stones. If I lost my mind, I would be so lucky. Well, maybe I could start all over again. But if I lose any of my mind, I don't have that much to begin with. I know it's not always just like this, but today there's a drink looking for me. I'm not sure where it's coming from, but I wish that it would just let me be. I'd come home late or way too early, like a crash test dummy, can't do that anywhere. Got to break the spell, stop acting so square. Stop looking for something that just ain't there. 'Cause if I lost my mind, I would be so lucky. Well, maybe I could start all over again. But if I lose any of my mind, I don't have that much left to begin with. I woke up this morning, that's a plus, and realize my life ain't such a mess. Keep my day together, you know, the best that I can. That nightmare last night scared me half to death. If I lost my mind, I would be so lucky. Well, maybe I could start all over again. But if I lose any of my mind, I don't have that much left to begin with. If I lost my mind.
That's a pretty deep one.
It's a phrase that came up. You know, I didn't even know if I heard it or if it just popped into my head, but somebody said, God, I think I'm losing my mind. And the other guy says, well, you'd be so lucky.
That was really interesting. It's like, you know, that the connotation about, you know, that being a bad thing, but then that thought that, you know, that might be a chance to reboot, fresh start.
It's like, maybe you could lose that part of your mind.
Yeah. You know, that's, if only it could be that selective and you could just pick and choose. Like, well, I'd like to get rid of this part, but maybe I want to keep this part.
Yeah. But, nah, I don't think that'll fly, Bob.
I don't think that's the way that brains work, unfortunately.
Got the eraser. It's not in pencil.
No, that's right. It's in India ink, I think.
Erase.
Or, you know, or some parts of it are, I don't know, written in sand in the wind or something. But. Mm-hmm.
This next song is called On the Head of a Pin, and it kind of addresses the, what are we at, 9 billion people, I think?
Yeah.
They're
getting close.
Approaching there, and with that comes, too, there's millions of different people. So it's all living on the head of a pin. And so it kind of talks about trying to keep it clean, and if there's going to be that many, you know, what the hell are we going to do?
We better start learning how to live together better than we know how now.
Yeah, that's right. Does not play well with others.
I think that's our report card pretty much every quarter now.
His conduct was bad. Okay, on the head of a pin. There's a well down the hill, and it's sucking the water dry. There's children at the table, they're wondering the reasons why. Why? Time to plant crops in the yard, time to grow my own, stand up and do it right, like my back got some bone. 'Cause there's millions of different people living on the head of a pin. We're running for higher ground as the tide rises again. We need more nurturing rain and send some down south. Try to keep it clean, give drink to thirsty mouths, parking lots to the edge of the world, farmland's a thing of the past. With all that's happening in a world, these times are going too fast. 'Cause there's millions of different people living on the head of a pin, sitting there on a higher ground as the tide rises again. There's millions of different people living on the head of a pin, running for higher ground as the tide rises again. Convenience we justify with no place to dispose. So now we get to testify to generations holding their nose. If America is truly a wall, find the courage to say the word. This is not what I mean. This is not what I dream. This is not what I mean. This is not what I dream. 'Cause there's millions of different people living on the head of a pin.
running for higher ground until the tide rises again.
Sorry, that one wasn't very clean, but I think you get the picture.
Yeah. Man, it's going to be a hard stretch for a lot of people. I think, you know, we, especially in the U.S., maybe even more so out in the West, I think, this mythos that we have, this image in our brains of this rugged individuality and meritocracy, and if I just do, you know, if I just work hard and I keep my nose to it, I can be super successful, and success means I get what I want, and I can kind of, you know, do my own thing. It's like, that's not going to fit in very well with millions and millions and billions of people. At some point, I think we're going to have to come to this realization that, no, we really aren't. This individualism has to go away, and we have to acknowledge that we're all in this together, and we're going to have to treat each other that way.
We're all under the umbrella, Bob.
There we go. Yeah. It's that umbrella isn't one of those little tiny ones that you just hold over your own head. It's
a tree we all need.
Yeah.
It's that cycle where to get everybody out of thinking in 4-year increments.
Right.
You know, like you're going to be able to get something done. You know, it's like you can start something.
Yeah.
And you probably won't see it to fruition. And, you know, that's why I'm education-based. It's got to have a foundation. And education takes time. People don't like that.
Man, you know, over the years, that desire for immediacy and instant gratification, boy, it seems like it's really taken hold, and for much to our detriment, I think. It startles me sometimes anymore. You know, people, when during COVID, when, you know, the delivery services were kind of taking it in the shorts for quite a while, and maybe they're still not back, but oh man, people just freak out because they couldn't get their whatever crazy useless article of crap they ordered on Amazon.
I can't get it tomorrow.
It's not going to be here tomorrow. I'm like, plan ahead. I don't know. Maybe
acknowledge. Or wait.
Yeah. God forbid that you could wait for that thing that you didn't really need for another day. That unfortunately, I think, really translates to a lot of different aspects of people's lives, not just the material stuff, but just this expectation that everything's supposed to happen like that. And like you said, education. Kids' brains don't just populate like that. You
know, I know mine don't.
mine, yeah, it takes a little bit more lead time all the time. So.
Well, and I fall for that immediate gratification. You know, it's like by design.
Yeah.
You know, those goddamn kids on their phones and, right. You know, well, who made them? Adults.
Exactly. Why did we make them? So yeah. We could sell more stuff to those kids. Yeah.
By design.
Yeah, it's, you know, we know so little about how our brains work in some ways, but in other ways, they've got it pretty well figured out and wired in. It's like, oh, yeah, I know how to push the right buttons to make people salivate that Pavlovian reaction. They've got that down pretty pat.
Well, being pulled around by your nose, I mean, it's like dragging a fish in, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we take that hook every time.
This next song, I'm going to change it up a little bit. It's I actually think this one's kind of pretty, Bob.
All right.
It's Smiling, I Think of You. It's just kind of a nostalgia thing. I don't like to stay in nostalgia for too long, but this one turned out pretty good, so. Smiling, I think of you and what we used to do. When it was gray and the sky was blue, as it came through me, it came to me. You wanted to be alone. You wanted to be alone. We took a walk by the waterfront dock.
would shake and the stars would quake. My blindness sees what's in front of me. It was as white as lightning. It was as white as lightning. Gone in an instant, here for now. Gone in an instant, here for now. Across the divide, the rivers change course. Forward comes back, and her water's the source. As that was then, and this is now. As that was then, and this is now. Map of the future starts with a suture. The wound is deeper than the scar. Loud whispers in the wind. Thankful we had the time. Thankful we had the time. In love with your life, in joy and strife. Don't need to be there to enjoy. Take it in stride and keep it alive. There's no battle within us. There's no battle within us.
It's kind of fun, but I haven't played that out publicly yet, but
brand spanking new one, huh?
Coming along. It's always amazing when I play before I get over here. They were perfect, Bob. See what you do to people?
I didn't think I was that imposing or scary. Well, yeah, sometimes I'd be a little scary.
I think this little black thing in front of me.
That's probably
microphone.
The
microphone. But you know, and writing songs and you know, I still continue to do so. And this next song, I just went in the music room and I put a pillow behind my back and put my head on the wall and I just kind of rolled in between a couple chords. And all of a sudden, it was All Around in Our Town came to me. You know, it's kind of innocuous. I mean, it's All Around in Our Town. And then all of a sudden, it just kind of came, and the song was born in just a matter of just a short amount of time, a couple hours anyway, but it's what I would call a sky song. You know, they just kind of,
yeah,
whoa,
plunk, yeah. Pick it up and go with it.
Yeah, and I tried to do a couple different things lyric wise like ending the verse with kind of the same way I started it, kind of thing, so it has a kind of nice circle feel to it.
Yeah.
It's called All Around in Our Town. All around in our town, the times are spinning round. It's such a loud sound. Those times are spinning round, all around in our town. It happens all around the world. It happens all around the world. Folks in such a swirl give life another twirl.
folks in such a swirl. Happens all around the world. Stop all the killing, especially the children. Oh, how I wish they would. Just another bad example of adulthood. I hope to see some good. I hope to do some good. It happens like it would. I would if I could. It happens like it would. I hope to do some good. The question what we're taught. The question what we're taught. To find out what it is and what it's not. The question what we're taught. Why were all the wars fought? Question what we're taught. Stop all the killing, especially the children. Oh, how I wish they would. Just another bad example of adulthood. Different colors around the world. Different colors around the world. In the colors across the land. Different colors across the land. Different colors across the land. Ain't no need to make a stand. You can't condemn what you don't understand. Different colors across the land. Different colors across the land. Stop all the killing, especially the children. Oh, how I wish they would. Just another bad example of adulthood.
I wish we had a few less examples, bad examples of adulthood, but
yeah. Sometimes you learn a lot quicker with a bad example.
That's true.
I'm not going to do that. Trying not to condemn what you don't understand.
Yeah.
I fall into that category sometime. Just recently, I thought I had the whole story on something, and I was going to carry the banner running down the hill, get them sons of guns, you know? And then I found out that there's another side to the story, and... I listened to it, and I thought, God, I wonder how often I do that.
Yeah, it's regrettably easy for people, I think, to, you know, we have this strong desire to find things that fit in with our worldview and our philosophy and just, you know, the way we think about things. And I think it, for most of us, myself definitely included, it's really hard to step back and try to take an objectivity break and say, hey, I need to try to find more information about this. This really appeals to me, this message. But like you said, there's almost always two sides to a story. And most of the time, regrettably, it might take a little digging to find the other side. If you find the side that fits into your view. And
so, well, you look at, the wheels of justice and the wheels of social media. You know, bing, social media.
Is oh, like, man.
Boof, you know, tomorrow. And then this other, you know, well, you know, I'm going to, there's more information, dude. They already got it figured out.
Right.
Running on assumption.
That ship has already sailed. Yeah. The conclusions have already been
how
drawn.
How fast do we want to go?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we need to go less fast.
Yeah.
We put the brakes on
this
thing.
Oh, you can get some high-speed internet.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's
I'm
what
always
we need.
Going, oh, how fast do you want to go? Say, for what I'm using, it's, I think we're good.
I'm barraged with enough stuff. I don't need more.
Yeah. This song about friendship, and this is a resurrected an older tune. It's called Tex Blistex. It just talks about a guy who's, you know, ends up finding some friendship. You get those deals where you meet somebody and it's like you've known them for years. And I feel very fortunate that's happened a lot lately. Yeah. So it's a. But anyway, Tex Blistex. Tex Blistex coming to town. Pale parked his terraplane, mommy's gonna settle down, cause he's fixin' to shoot up the town. He don't see those flowers, baby, don't see no wedding gown. Got a roll old nose with the lines in his back, looking as bad as the day that the whip cracked. He got some wicked looking lines, baby, on his back. He's bellied up to the bar, he's gonna drink 'em on down. With a wink of the Venetian blind, holding herself like some present in line. She looks so good, baby, all the time. Two friends are hard to find, and it ends up that they knew each other. I said two friends are hard to find. Two friends are mighty hard to find, and it ends up that they knew each other all the time. Two friends are hard to find, and it ends up that they knew each other. Coming to town. Pale parked his airplane. Mommy's gonna settle down. He's fixing to shoot up the town. He can see those flowers, babe, but he don't see no wedding gown. She's there with a wink of the Venetian blind, holding herself like some present in line. She looks so good, baby, all the time. Two friends are hard to find, and it ends about they knew each other. I said two friends are hard to find. Two friends are hard to find, and it ends up that they knew each other all the time. Two friends are hard to find, and it ends up that they knew each other. Something like that.
Nice.
That's when I figured out ninth chords. Found out you can play them all the way up and down the neck without changing.
Then
end up with club hand.
Yeah. Occupational hazard.
Yes. Hey, I learned a new chord.
New in air quotes, I suppose. Yeah.
Kind of the next songs I was going to kind of go out with, you know, I do write a lot about current things. Not really into nostalgia, just because of, I think it, for me, it can be kind of a trap, that inability to move forward, you know, oh, the good old days, yeah. There's never been any music better than, you know, or they get, and I said, well, God, I don't think you're listening. You
right.
Know, it's like, there's just, there's so much more out there, you know, I don't live back there.
Right. Yeah. So, none of us can. It's gone.
But this next song that I have, it's called The Soul Map, and it addresses some of today's issues like the other ones have too, but it's, you know, the soul map is hard to read. We don't know what other people are going through.
Right.
And, you know, we treat them as a result of our own reaction, you know, be like being... I always say people are so upset with traffic, and I say, oh, please, you should have it so rough. You
know, yeah. It's like,
this is Soul Map. Weary with abundance,
There's homeless with houses everywhere. The poor living among us, only few show that they care. Seems people all around can't stop suffering. There's no place in town. Right there where you are, searching for love under the stars. The soul map is hard to read. The scale of miles has no compass. Can't tell where he's been. It looks like he is out of reach again. Thought to be safe have all gone away to heal, only to come back another day in a myriad of different ways. Some forgot more than they know. Some reap more than they sow. Dirt is squeezed for gold, and there's another bridge to troll. The soul map is hard to read. The scale of miles has no compass. Can't tell where he's been. It looks like he is out of reach again. See it in a sense I can't describe it. I hear volume that can't be adjusted. I taste it in a flavor I've never tasted. I hear words that can't explain it. There will be social casualties as we take part in the mystery. There is the key, find the door. Come closer, look into the pool. The soul map is hard to read. Scale of miles has no compass. Can't tell where he's been. Looks like he is out of reach again.
Trying to write songs that also bring people together and think about peace and getting along together. And this next song is called Take My Hand. And it starts out with, it's not what I said, but what I did. You know, and it's in this day and age, talk is kind of cheap. You know, I get more of an idea anyway by how people actually live. So it's not so much my brain is the one that gets me in trouble frequently, and to find out that I also have heart, soul, intuition, a bellyometer, if the bellyometer's saying, maybe I'll take another look at that. It's, you know, it has very little to do with my brain.
Right.
Except to balance the checkbook.
Yeah, you should pay attention to that thing.
Yeah, so... Okay, this one's called Take My Hand. Not what I said, but what I did. Not how I talk, but how I live. When I see the dirt that you're shoveling, and I can see that you're struggling, so come and take my hand and try to understand.
come and take my hand, and peace across the land. Hate's been chased out of the hills, no more lies, 'cause pollution kills. Corruption takes the river out of town, no more politicians that don't get around. So come and take my hand, try to understand. Come and take my hand, peace across the land. Find happier days under the sun, healthy, vibrant, smiling children, a confident future to embrace, fine additions to the human race. So come and take my hand, try to understand. Come and take my hand, peace across the land. Don't run from your aching heart. Everyone in town gets a decent start. Nothing you can buy when you're out on bail, 'cause this is something that's not for sale. Come and take my hand, try to understand. Come and take my hand, peace across the land. Tell me, son, when you put down the gun, who's in your sights and who's on the run? Come to the table and dine with us. Take the time and lay down mistrust. Come and take my hand, try to understand. Come and take my hand, a peace across the land. Across the land, peace across the land, peace across the land, peace across the land.
Well, I want to thank you for coming and sharing some new, all this new material. It's I love songs that invite some contemplation. And yes. Give us some opportunity to maybe think about things, look inside ourselves a little bit. And I think that these definitely do that. I like that. So,
well, I appreciate the opportunity to do that. And I think you do a great thing with this Wednesday spotlight. You know, more and more, I think I find my radio scanner on 95.9.
Nice.
From what I gather from a lot of other people, so do they. So, I mean, you're, God, you even got Amy Goodman on, you know, got all kinds of stuff that you don't normally get on the other radio stations. So I appreciate that.
That's our mission. And yeah. I think we're getting there, definitely. Yeah. So, people should keep an eye out. You'll be out and about with Under the Umbrella in some incarnation or other.
Yes, with the anonymous photo.
Yeah, and so with all these new songs, have you got any thoughts about another recording projects in the works? Or?
Yeah, the only song we've played publicly is the last song, the Come and Take My Hand. So the others still need a little bit of work, and got to get them a little cleaner and remember where I'm at. But thanks again, Bob.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you. You've been tuned in to the Local Musician Spotlight here on KGVM Bozeman. We do this every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, so keep it tuned. If you just caught the tail end, we will be airing it again on Saturday evening at 6 o'clock, and I'm going to hold myself to a promise to get some of these shows that we do, especially the audio only ones, up on our website so you'd be able to go and listen to them anytime you'd like. So keep it tuned right here to KGVM, and hope everybody's having a great evening.